Welcome to CenterPoint Midweek Refresh. Hope everyone is having a good week so far in this crazy time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hope that everyone's doing well tonight. I want to focus my devotional thoughts this evening as we start our prayer time, or lead into our prayer time, on praying out loud. Title of this devotion is Hearing Yourself Pray. It's certainly not something that we have to do in prayer, but it may help, the suggestion is, from time to time, to verbalize our prayers, to lift them to the Lord out loud. This is from Psalm 54, and I'll read it in its entirety. It's seven verses, and it comes with one of the longest titles for a psalm in Scripture. This one's a rather extensive title. It's for the choir master, for their version of Dan Cole in those days, with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. When the Ziphites went and told Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?" Circumstance that gives rise to this psalm, that gives rise in David's heart to this lament, this heart cry, is a sense of being betrayed, a sense of being betrayed by someone close to him. You remember the extended story of David being pursued by Saul through the wilderness, and how from time to time those that David once trusted turned their back on him, and in fear of Saul, or in an attempt to win Saul's favor, tell Saul and his men where David is hiding. So that is the circumstance that gives rise to this. So David's not only in danger, he's also profoundly feeling this sense of betrayal by those that he thought were his friends. And perhaps you have felt that way, betrayed by someone you love, betrayed by someone whom you once trusted. And it's very painful. It's poignant, and it's difficult, to say the least. One of the most difficult things we can go through in this life is that sense of betrayal by someone we thought was our friend. So that is what David's experiencing here. If you've ever experienced that, you can really relate to this psalm on that level. And perhaps that has moved you to praying out loud, to verbalizing your prayers to God. So this is where David the psalmist sings, "O God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. With a freewill offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked with triumph on my enemies." There's a great quote from the reformer David Dixon about this idea of verbalizing our prayers out loud. He says, "In fervent prayer, the very voice has use." And he points out two ways in which our human voice has use in prayer. First of all, as with the supplicant, the person who is making the supplication, with the person who is praying. In other words, it's useful to us. How is it useful to us? He says, to express his earnestness. Sometimes you pray because that's just what you do before supper or before you go to bed. Sometimes you pray because you are in desperate straits and you practically scream your prayer to God. The most basic prayer in existence is, "Oh God, help." And that's where David is. And he hears himself say that from the depth of his heart as he cries out to God. So it's a help to us to express our earnestness in prayer. When we really feel our prayer in the deepest part of our gut, we can hardly help but say it out loud and cry it and scream it. So it's also a help to express his faith in God, Dixon says. not just to feel that faith in God, not just to agree with what Scripture says, but to give voice to that, to turn up the volume of your heart, so to speak, on that, and to express it out loud, and to stir him up, to stir up the deepest parts of his soul, to stir up the longings deep inside of him. And also, Dixon says, it's helpful to hold him fixed to his supplications. Hold him fixed. There's something about saying our words out loud that tie us to them, so to speak, that commit us to those words. Have you ever said something to someone and then you ask yourself, did I really say that out loud? Did I really verbalize that out loud? There's something about putting our words out there that really commits us to those words. You can't take those words back, can you? Well, with God, you don't need to take those words back. They're out there, and they commit us to those words in a way that simply thinking them in our heads doesn't always do. And we have the great promise that the Holy Spirit will help our prayers, even if we fumble around with the wrong words to say and don't know how to pray. The Holy Spirit, as Dr. Thomas is fond of saying, fixes our prayers on the way up. It's a beautiful thought. So it does all those things to help the supplicant, to help the person who's actually praying. But also, Dixon says, it's a help with God. It expresses our needs to God. For it is an express invocation of him, not just to think in our thoughts how much we need God's intervention in our lives, but to give voice to that. God seems to want us to do that, and that's why we do it in worship every Sunday. We give rise to a verbal invocation to God. We want God to hear our words out loud. We want everyone to hear those words. Expresses in words our desperate need for the Lord to intervene and to help our worship. He says, and a sign of dependence upon him. It's a demonstration of what we should all know deep down inside, that I need thee every hour. There's not a moment that goes by that we don't desperately need the Lord and depend upon him. It's a way to express that in words. And also, he says, of expectation of a good answer from him. There's something about giving words to our prayers, verbalizing them, lifting them up, making them audible, that expresses that we want God to not only hear us, but to answer us in a way that is perfect. So, wonderful thoughts there from David Dixon, perfectly encapsulate what the psalmist is saying here. It's interesting that David starts out by praying not just to a God in general, but to a specific God that he knows, that he has a relationship with, that he is in covenant with. He says, save me by your name. This is not just a Hollywood prayer that you hear sometimes. Oh, Lord, I'm not even sure if you're up there, but if you are, please help me out because I could really use a bone being thrown my way. It's nothing like that. David is saying, you are the God I'm in covenant with. You are the God who's expressed your love to me in the past, and I'm expressing my love to you now. And he expresses those thoughts in verses 4 and 5. When saying these words out loud reminds David that in the past, God has heard his prayer in many ways. God has come to his defense. God has provided what he's needed when he was in desperate straits. And so David reminds himself as he hears his own mouth saying these words of what God has done in the past. And it's a great incentive to keep praying to him. And it's a great builder of confidence to continue to pray to God. So he says, behold, the Lord is my helper. He's saying to himself, look, God has helped you in the past. Why would you doubt that he would help you in the future? The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. How do I know that? Because he's done it in the past. And so saying these words out loud remind David, even as he's praying, of the God to whom he prays. This God who he finally identifies in verse 6 as the Lord, Yahweh. That's where we're finally given the proper name of God. Before that, it's Elohim and it's Adonai. But in verse 6, he finally says, I am praying to you, my covenant God, Yahweh. I am that I am, the self-existent one, the eternal one, the self-sufficient one, the one who is infinite, eternal and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And he's reminding himself of this, and he's reminding himself of the fact that is anything too hard for God? All of us pray about situations that to us seem absolutely impossible. Well, they seem impossible to us, but to the God who took nothing and spoke it into existence and made it something, is anything impossible? This is what David reminds himself of. The God, the covenant God to whom he prays. And it gives great confidence to his prayers to remind himself that this God is able to do exceedingly above anything he could ask or imagine. And so it's a great help to David's prayers, and I think it could be a great help to ours as well. So even if you're at the stoplight and you're praying, you look beside you and people are laughing at you because you're talking, looks like you're talking to yourself, it's a great thing to do from time to time. Verbalize your prayers. It can really help in many ways, great impetus to the prayers that we lift to the Lord. Having said that, before we transition to a time of prayer, please don't ever feel any pressure whatsoever to pray out loud in this setting. Your prayers are just as valid if you say them in your heart or if you whisper them under your breath. What David is referring to, I believe, and what Dixon is referring to, is praying by yourself, but yet praying the words out loud. So that's a gentle suggestion and a challenge to at least try that from time to time and see if it doesn't help your prayer lives. Well, with that said, let's transition into a time of prayer. Let's begin by praying the prayer points. Brad is going to lead us in a few minutes in a lecture about thankfulness in songs, and he's given us three helpful prayer points that Daniel, I think, is going to project up on the wall for our use, but if not, you can refer to it on these sheets as well. So, perfect. Thank you, Daniel. So let's go to the Lord in prayer specifically about injunction to thankfulness. Father God, we are grateful to you. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift. We recognize that all blessings in life, small and large, are from you. They're gifts from you, and we are grateful even for the necessities of life that we take for granted, even for the luxuries of life that you continually bestow on us in such a way that that we often do feel entitled to all your good gifts. And we thank you that over and above that, Father, you provide all that we need for life and for godliness. Lord, we do pray that we as Christians, those who bear the name of Christ, will take seriously the admonition from Scripture, not a suggestion, but a command, admonition to speak to you in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs and to sing and to make melody in our hearts to the Lord. We know that when we do, Father, you will be pleased with our worship as it is a sacrifice of thanksgiving from those who have experienced and been changed by your grace.